Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Living a Life of Total Freedom. What does it mean to be free? Freedom is a powerful word because it can be used to describe so many aspects of our life. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, Jesus said that the truth would set us free. What exactly did Jesus mean by this statement? In our society today, many of us struggle through life making wrong choices, living with fear, being offended easily, and even comparing ourselves to other people. The truth that Jesus was talking about is the Word of God. Jesus has already set us free from those things, but we have to choose to believe and determine how we are going to live this life. God is ready to help you and give you the strength you need for every day. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Living a Life of Total Freedom.
The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is love, joy, peace, patience, an even temper, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, self-control, self-restraint, and continence. And all those who are guided by the Holy Spirit will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live by the Holy Spirit, let us walk by the Holy Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Holy Spirit. You know, let me talk to you for a minute about this, the Holy Spirit wanting to control us. The thing is the devil will force control on us. God invites us. The Holy Spirit is saying today, I'm a little bit smarter than you are, Joyce. I know a little more than you do. If you follow me, you'll end up in the right place. If you follow your flesh, you're not going to like the end result. The Holy Spirit won't force control on you, but He wants every person here today to say, I want you to guide me. I want you to lead me, and I want you to show me what you want me to do. I want to be guided by you. Give me the grace to do what you want me to do. We make choices all the time, and every one of those choices either take us closer to God or further away from Him. Every choice that we make, your choice to be here today, takes you closer in your walk with God. They told me that some lady flew here by herself from Alaska just to be in this conference. You know what? I mean, it amazes me the stuff that, and you know why she did that? She didn't do that just because she came to see what I look like in person. God put it on her heart, I'm sure, to be here. And I'm sure she could have thought of 95 different reasons. Well, I don't want to go by myself and I won't know anybody and it's going to be expensive and blah, blah, blah. But if we can just lay aside all the excuses for why we think we can't do what God's telling us to do and just begin to let the Holy Spirit guide us, we'll always end up in the right place at the right time. But it's all about choices. Choices, choices, choices. I'm pretty fond of Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we might do those good works which God predestined and planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. So look, I mean, how complicated is that? Jesus said, I died and provided a great life for you. Every one of you. You, and you, and you. Jesus died and He's already prepared and prearranged a great life for every single one of us. He says, He's laid the path out. Now all we need to do is walk in it. Walk in it. And every step that we take basically equates to a decision that we make. Your decision to be here today will produce good results in your life. Your decision to forgive somebody who hurt you will produce good results in your life. Your decision to save a portion of everything that you make now will give you really good result later on when you're older, and then you won't have to be concerned about how you're going to be taken care of. Your decision to give on a regular basis will pay so many benefits in your life because it's one of the most major godly principles in the Bible from cover to cover. You reap what you sow. Amen. A decision to go the extra mile. a decision to get to work on time and to work hard while you're there. That's what gets people promoted. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, don't act like Felix. Decisions, decisions. The narrow path and the broad path. Don't you like those scriptures in Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14? Let's look at those. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. He said, there's a narrow path and a broad one. Which do you want to be on? Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. You won't be lonely on the broad path, but on this path you may be. The gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straightened and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who are finding it. Many years ago when I was reading this scripture, I said to the Lord one time, I said, I just feel like my path gets narrower and narrower all the time. In other words, I felt like every time I turned around, there was something else God was letting me know that I shouldn't be doing anymore. You know, you start out over here as a baby Christian. I mean, we still got so much baggage in our life and things that we shouldn't be doing, but we don't even know. Because God deals with us one thing at a time. One thing at a time. And that's what I love about him. He never overloads us with everything that we need to change all at one time. One thing at a time. He shows us one thing at a time. And all you have to be concerned about is what God is dealing with you about right now.
Amen.
You don't need to be concerned about what he's dealing with everybody else about. You don't need to be concerned even. I mean, I want you to listen to everything I say today, but I don't want anybody to go home and try to do everything I'm saying all at one time. You need to take it to prayer and say, now, God, where do you want me to start? Give me a starting point. What is it that you want to do in my life? And I want to cooperate with you in that. One step at a time, one thing at a time. And so you go a little bit further on the path, and now all of a sudden this path is getting narrower, and there's some things that you could keep with you back here that all of a sudden don't fit now. And then you want to go on with God, so now you're about here, and now all of a sudden, you know, back here, it maybe you got to lose that attitude. Then over here somewhere, it's like, okay, it's time to deal with your past. And then over here, it's okay, Joyce, now, you know, really, you can't be pitiful and powerful. It's time to lose that self-pity. Come on, is anybody home here? Choices, all choices. Now, can I feel sorry for myself all my life and go to heaven? I think I can. Because I don't think my salvation is based on whether or not I feel sorry for myself. But if I keep doing what God has shown me not to do, then I cannot expect to have the powerful life that I say that I want to have. So as I murmured often to God, I just don't understand, God. There's so many things that you won't let me do that I see other people do that are Christians. Come on, have you ever had that conversation with God? Why are you so tough on me? And I mean, they go to those movies, they do this, they say that, they but if I do that, you're all over me. And you know what God said to me? Look, Joyce, you've asked me for a lot. Do you want it or not? So I might as well just be honest with you and tell you, for the person who wants all that Jesus died to give you, your path is going to be more narrow even than some other people that you might know. But once again, we're not responsible for anybody but us. Amen? Not responsible for anybody but us. You probably heard me say this, but it just seemed like, I mean, the first, I don't know, 25 years of my walk with God, I just felt like God was just dealing with me about something constantly. You're so glad, aren't you? And I will tell you that things are easier for me now. And they will get easier. But the longer you walk with God, the more you realize of the utter foolishness of arguing with him. It's not going to do any good, because he will get his way in the end, or you will stay right where you're at. It's just that simple. But I so didn't want to be the only one that God was dealing with, because I saw the problems other people had. Come on. I mean, I saw their problems. And I wanted to help them fix their problems. And I wanted God to deal with them about their problems. Come on, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And boy, was it so hard on me when God would keep dealing with me and dealing with me and dealing with me. And they just acted like... And I can remember going to Dave and saying, I was just wondering, is God dealing with you about anything? Because I especially wanted God to deal with Dave. I wanted Dave to be nicer to me and not play so many sports and, you know, all the stuff that we don't like. We always want everybody to give up what we don't like, right?
Yeah.
Amen? If I don't like that, then you need to give it up. And I remember exactly where I was at in the house. We lived in Summer Lake. I was on the steps and you walked by and I said, I was just wondering, has God been dealing with you about anything? Because I really felt he needed to be dealt with. And I remember he got this kind of blank look on his face. He said, well, I don't think so. And that stuff used to make me so mad. But see, I understand that. And I want you to understand today. God doesn't want you worrying about anybody else. Come on. God doesn't want you worrying about what he's doing with anybody else. Because when it all comes down to it, you're not going to have to answer for them. Oh, this is so good. Self-control. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. It's a process, isn't it? And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think God cares at all that we haven't arrived. He just wants us to be pressing on. We won't arrive as long as we're in this fleshly body. Paul said, I've not arrived, but one thing I do, I'm pressing toward the mark. And I'm so proud of you because you're pressing toward the mark. Even if you're sitting at home and you watch the program all the way through, I'm proud of you that you didn't turn it off because I was talking about self-control. I mean, it's easy at home to get rid of me. It's harder in here. You want to get rid of me at home? All you got to do is just... However, you might find me on the next channel too. 2 Peter 1:3, for his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness. So get this. His promises, his power, his promises have provided for us everything that's necessary to live a wonderful life. And then the next sentence is important, and it comes through the full personal knowledge of him. You can't have what God wants you to have based on your grandma's faith. You can't have it because you've got a pastor that really knows God. It has to come through full personal knowledge of him. And you know what that takes? Time.
Thanks for listening. Start living a more peaceful life when you order today's offer, Prepare to Be Free package, which includes a 4-CD series, and Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits paperback book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Love Life Women's Conference is back. Ladies, mark your calendars now for the two-day 2021 online event premiering October 8th and 9th. Inspiring teaching, intimate worship, and so much fun. All the excitement right in your home. So join us for the 2021 Love Life Women's Conference online event. For more information and to register, visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.